Gospel and Scripture with Brother Len on Golden Guide.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my
people of God, welcome to this program, Golden Guide. The scripture says, there is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death or destruction. From Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. So therefore, we need the Golden Guide.
Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, magandang umaga na naman sa ating lahat. Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos. Dito na naman tayo sa ating palatuntunang Ginintuang Gabay. Sa English,
Golden Guide.
At sa aking dayalik na Cebuano, Bulawanong Giya. Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos, mga kaibigan, no? Pinag-ingatan tayo dito sa New Zealand, pati ang ating mga mahal sa buhay doon sa Pilipinas o kahit sa ang sulok ng mundo. Meron akong kapatid doon sa Dubai, Sister Alen. Salamat ang Panginoong Diyos, pinag-ingatan din siya ang aking mahal na anak sa Hong Kong, Dong Alpe, kasama ang kanyang asawa. Daimi, salamat sa Panginoong Diyos, pinag-iingatan din sila. Aking anak babae sa Pilipinas, Inday-Sinday, kasama ang dalawang chikifeng, Inday-Iya, Inday-Mandi, Andong Dan sa Queenstown. Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos. Good morning, Brother Asak.
Good morning.
Before we proceed, I ask you please for our opening prayer.
Lord God, this morning, we thank you that your mercy found each one of us as we allowed you to lead us to walk into righteousness.
Yes, Lord.
You are the great finder. You found the one sheep of the 99, and that's me.
Amen.
So today we celebrate the fact that you made a pathway for each one of us to walk into Christ. Not only that, you're helping us to grow up too. Amen.
Amen. Move a little bit close to me.
Yep.
Because this... okay?
Yep.
Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, yung nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, no, happy birthday. Mapaglingkuran ko kayo kahit man lang sa pagtugtog. Do you have any friends who are celebrating their birthdays?
No, right now, yeah.
And my beloved daughter, this day, August 2.
Yeah.
She was born 1992, August 2. And I Cindy, happy birthday, I Cindy. God bless you. More birthdays to celebrate with good health. God bless you and your loved ones. Ang Ginoo, magadugag-dugay si mong kinabuhi o manalangin sa imong pamilya, kauban sa imong akong mga apo, imong mga anak, Inday Mandi, o dungdan sa Queenstown. Salamat, Day Cindy. God bless you. At sa lahat ng nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, sa inyo din to, mga kaibigan, happy birthday sa inyong lahat. No, ipatugtog na naman natin ang ating pang-birthday song. Kang ano pa rin, kang Ma'am Gloria Belen, happy birthday, mahal. Ito na, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, sa inyo tong lahat nagniwang, lalo na sa aking beloved beloved daughter, Inday Cindy, happy birthday sa inyong lahat, sa inyo to, mga kaibigan. Ito na. Salamat, Panginoong Diyos. No, happy birthday sa lahat na nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, sa aking anak na babae dyan sa Cebu, Philippines, sa Laplopo, Inday Sinde. Once again, happy birthday to you. Ang Ginoo, manalangin kanimo, Day Sinde, at sa lahat ng diwang sa inyong karawan. At isunod natin ang ating gospel song, mga kaibigan. Ang title, ang title, If You Want to Be Great in the Kingdom of God, You Must Learn to Serve of All. Kasi ang ating tema, mga talakay natin, mga kaibigan, ang stewardship. So related tong servant or slaves. So pakinggan natin, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, ito na.
Be great.
Salamat, Panginoong Diyos, mga kaibigan. Natugtog natin ang ating gospel song. Pero isingit ko, mga kaibigan, no, kay kailangan mapakinggan sa ating mga kaibigan dito sa New Zealand. Ang MPI advertisement, mga kaibigan. Isingit ko talaga to, mga kaibigan. Ito na, mga kaibigan.
Mga kababayan, namamasyal ka ba sa Hauraki Golf? Alam nyo bang illegal na ngayon ang pagkuha ng mga kabiwi, damong dagat at iba pang lamang dagat ng lawa sa bato mula sa Omaha Bay, Kawau Bay at Whangaparua Peninsula? Kabilang dito ang mga espunghang dagat, isdang bituin, tumbong dagat, alimango at balatan. Ang mga taong susuway sa panuntunan ay maaaring magbayad ng multa. Alamin ang higit pa, kabilang ang mga mapa ng lugar ng pagsasara. Ito, www.fisheries.gov.nz/Hauraki-closures. Ang patalastas na ito ay mula sa Ministry for Primary Industries. Maraming salamat po sa inyong pagkikinig.
Salamat, Panginoong Diyos, mga kaibigan. No, isunod ko, merong dagdag patalastas dahil sa mga basura, mga kaibigan. Kailangan din nating mapakinggan to, no? Mula to sa Auckland Council. Sa mga Aucklanders to, no? Pero kahit hindi ka sa Auckland, kailangan kang alam mo kung paano i-dispose ang mga basura o mga basura natin. Ito na, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid.
Layunin ng Auckland Council na magkaroon ng zero waste na papunta sa landfill pagsapit ng 2040. Ibig sabihin nito ay pag-recycle, pagkukumpos, muling paggamit at muling pag-aangkop ng mga materyales. Narito ang isa pang zero waste tip sa Planet FM. Kailangan ba talaga itong mapunta sa tambakan ng basura? Bisitahin ang iyong local na community recycling center. Dito maaaring mong iwan ang mga hindi na kailangang gamit at bumili ng likalidad na mga gamit na segunda mano at makahanap ng hindi inaasahang kayamanan. Hanapin ang pagkamalapit na community recycling center sa website ng konsehyo. May kabubuwang 63 mil tunilada ang nailigtas mula sa serbisyo ng landfill mula sa Oktubre 2025 hanggang sa Marso 2026. Alamin ang lahat ng impormasyon sa wastenothing.co.nz.
Okay, Brother Zach.
Very good. So, 2 weeks ago, on the third Sunday of the month, in fact, we started looking at stewardship from Paul's point of view in Ephesians chapter 3. And what we looked at was this whole, how do we carry what God has and share it with our whole community? And part of it was to draw the Jewish community, which was the greater one to start with, and the Gentile community in corporate honoring of God. And the last verse I had was Ephesians 3 and verse 10. And this is what it said: so that the multifaceted wisdom of God might now be made known through the church to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenly places. Because when Jesus speaks, when God speaks, and in Psalm 33 and about 5 and 6, it says, God spoke and the earth appeared. God breathed and the stars came. God declared and he created the boundaries for the seas, and God God stated, and the depths of the sea was set. And all these things that we who are a representation, we're made in the image of God. Amazing. We can also speak, and we have an influence that's more than you can imagine. Because when we speak according to His will, powerful things happen.
Amen.
And so you can speak healing. You can say to the house that you come into, peace of God be upon this house, and it will happen. As you believe Him, it will happen. And so, as we carry on, in verse 11, Ephesians 3 and verse 11, and Roland's going to give us a Tagalog too. So this is what it says. This was in accordance. What was in accordance? This multifaceted wisdom of God. If you need wisdom, ask God. If you want it quickly, fear Him. Okay? So this was in accordance with the eternal purpose which He carried out in Christ Jesus, our Lord. How does it go?
Ephesians chapter 3,
verse 11.
Verse 11. Okay, chapter 3, verse 11. So, please read first in your language, English. I finish?
I finished that.
Okay.
Yep.
In Tagalog.
In Tagalog.
Sa kabanatang tatlo sa sulat kay Apostol Pablo doon sa taga-Epeso, ito ang sinasabi. Ayon sa panukalang walang hanggan na ipinanukala kay Kristo Jesus na Panginoon natin. Amen.
Yeah. So, if Jesus said it, it's true. Because He only speaks the truth. He cannot tell a lie.
Amen.
So the eternal purpose that was carried out in Jesus Christ. See, without Jesus, we're sunk. Simple as that. And why? Because every good thing came out of what Jesus did. When Jesus went to the cross, He took on everything. In fact, it says He took on our shame. And you sort of say, really? He did. And that's the awesomeness of what He is like. That as I walk in Him and have confidence in Him, something changes. And so my words become powerful. Why? Because they're His words. Let's look at verse 12. You look what it says here. In whom we have boldness and confidence to access through faith in Him. Boldness. That's pretty good.
12.
Verse 12.
Okay. Sa talatang 12, mga kaibigan, nasa Kanya'y mayroon tayong lakas ng loob at pagpasok na may pag-asa sa pamamagitan ng ating pananampalataya sa Kanya. Amen.
Really good. Confident access through faith in Him. So faith, it's trusting, it's believing. It's saying, Lord, You're in charge. I surrender, Lord. All of that. Okay? So here's the next verse. Therefore I ask you not to become discouraged about my tribulations in your behalf, since they are your glory. Hey, isn't that wonderful? Paul gave everything so that I might shine. Just in that sense that, you know, Jesus came to serve. Amen. So did Paul. What's my job? To serve in whatever way I can. And wherever we go. You know, I was in Samoa for a couple of weeks. And while I shared with other believers and encouraged people, another thing I did, I helped with some work. And why? Because I could. I served. And that's our challenge all the time. Find a way to serve, and you'll honor God. Okay, so what does verse 13?
Oh, sa talatang tatlo. Verse 13?
Yeah.
Okay. Kaya nga, ipinamamanhi ko na huwag kayong manglupay-pay sa mga kapaghatian ko dahil sa inyo. Napawang kapurihan ninyo.
Okay, since... Yeah, I'm just recovering from a bit of flu. So for this reason, verse 14, I bend my knee before the Father. And we'll do 15 there too. From whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. So, every family, if you're willing, you'll carry his name. And when you do, you carry all the benefits of his name.
Amen.
And each part of that is enlivening, it enlivens you. And who wouldn't want that? So, okay, so 14 and 15.
Dahil dito ay iniluluhod ko ang aking mga tuhod sama. Amen. Ako din.
Yeah.
Nasa kanya'y kumukuha ng pangalan ang bawat sangbayan, sangbahayan ng langit at lupa. Amen.
So good, eh? And it carries on, verse 16, that he would grant you, according to his riches. Do you think he might be pretty rich? I hear he's got cattle on 1,000 hills. We share in that. We have children. Okay? That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner self.
What is Amen. Upang sa inyo ipagkaloob, what's this, 15?
Hmm?
16. Upang sa inyong ipagkaloob niya araw ayon sa mga kayamanan ng kanyang kaluwalhatian na kayo'y palakasin ng kapangyarihan sa pamamagitan ng kanyang espiritu sa pagkataong loob okay. Ating kaluluwa at espiritu.
Let's remember, we are a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. And so when God comes into you, when you says surrender to Jesus, he comes in by his Spirit, and he doesn't do anything until you ask him to, because God's a perfect gentleman.
Amen.
And so what's he doing? He wants to come in and he wants to strengthen you through the power of his Spirit. Hey, so you got to let him in and let him work, because he does good stuff. He only does good. Everything he does is good. And you know when he made you? The Bible says that was very good. Good, eh? You are very good because God made you like that. And we should celebrate who we are. Okay? Next verse. Verse 17. This is what it says. So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the height and the depth, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge. Maybe we go to there. So 17 to half of 19. Oh, let's do all of 19.
Okay.
17 to 19.
17 to 19.
Yep.
Including 18.
Yep. Yeah, including 18.
Okay. Na si Kristo ay manahan sa inyong mga puso sa pamamagitan ng pananampalataya upang kung kayo'y maghugat at magtumibay sa pag-ibig ay lumakas upang matalastas pati ng lahat ng mga banal kung ano ang luwang at ang mga haba at ang taas at lalim, at makilala ang pag-ibig ni Kristo na di masayod ng kalaman, upang kayo'y mga puspos hanggang sa buong kapuspusan ng Diyos. Amen. Fullness of God.
Yeah, yeah. So that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, yeah. Excuse me. If you're willing, that's exactly what will happen. And there's our challenge, isn't it? To walk into what God has provided. He's already provided it. The Bible says that he's already paid. That Jesus has already paid the price. And so it's yours to claim. as you walk into Him. So today, to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Why would He do that? Because He loves you. He chose you. He decided that you were worth having, and He bought you with a great price.
Amen.
He's awesome. So that's so your challenge now is to walk into that fullness of God. Just read the chapter again, and maybe read it several times. God is asking you to embrace something that's much bigger than yourself. That's much, much bigger than yourself. And the more you embrace Him, when you embrace it like this, it becomes yours. Simple as that. Whatever you embrace becomes yours. So be careful what you embrace. Today, as we lean into Him, in verse 20, this is what it says. Now to Him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. Within us. It's Him. His Spirit comes in, and He is a power. Don't you doubt it. And the more you trust Him, the more effective you become. Whatever He says next, just do it. Just do it. See, I can say a lot, but until I do it, nothing happens. Until I step out, nothing happens. Until I trust Him, nothing happens. It's as simple as that. It's a relationship. And it's built on believing Him, on celebrating Him, and on trusting Him. So, what did it say? It says, how big is it? Its width, its length, its height, and depth. That's amazing. And then to know the love of Christ. Do you know the start for any great thing is His love? And, you know, you take in Galatians 5 and 22, what did it say? But the fruit of the Spirit is love. What's love? Love is a power in itself. You know, Jesus came with love and He overcame. So what do we say? Love conquers all.
Amen.
If you let Him lead you. It conquers all. And other people can hate, but hate is, first of all, it's negative. It's enemy territory. But it produces nothing. Nothing.